We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
There's no going back. There's no going back.
It's Alice at 97.3's
Sarah and Vinny. That's my favorite part of that song.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
it's so tough this time of year. It just gets darker for later. I really love in late June when it's light, when we're on the air. It's just incredible. Now it's like we work at night.
I'm ready to flip that clock, man. Let's do this.
Fall back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that happen? That must be
November.
Coming up. Okay. It's a shorter time, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy Monday. Oh, my God. Yay, Monday. Woo!
Incredible.
Woo. So, this part of the show brought to you by the beloved Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Audacy. It's free. You could have it in the next 5 minutes and then walk out of your house still listening to us. Or walk, get out of your car and continue on with Sarah and Vinny in your ear. All the music you love, plus podcasts, news, sports, everything you want, all the sounds, they're all on the free Odyssey app. Check out our show's full podcast, latest show highlights, our secret show, which streams daily at 10 a.m. And then it's a podcast, all 5 episodes for the week on Fridays. Download it today.
Honey.
Well, it takes a sec. So we're going to start with Keanu Reeves, because why not? I love Keanu.
I love Keanu, too.
You know, Keanu is kind of the king of the sequel. Like, he's definitely done some standalone movies, but he's done a bunch of Bill and Ted movies, of all things. He did all those Matrix movies, the John Wick movies, and now he's going to do which I think, too, if you find a group of people that you click with, and I'm sure the crew is, you know, basically, maybe it's the same director and the same, you know, cinematographer, and you like some of the crew that you work with. Because he's like a big gifter guy, too, right? Like at the end of each thing, like
it's
he knows
story.
He's making all the money, and so he buys everybody a motorcycle or whatever. I don't know if that's what he does, but
he did that on Matrix.
Oh, okay.
For his stunt people.
One of the most recent Matrixes?
No, one of the old ones, but still he bought everybody a Harley, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, so here's a guy who's incredibly successful, and he's, I'm sure he never has to work again, really, if he doesn't want to, but he clearly loves it.
I really like it.
And he did a movie, it's called Constantine, and it was in 2005. It's some kind of supernatural movie. I do vaguely remember the title of it, but I don't remember hearing much about it, and I don't remember it being like some big commercial smash or something. He plays an occult investigator named John Constantine who communicates with angels and demons.
Okay.
And it's actually based on a DC comic, too.
Oh.
God, everything is, right? It's a comic book. So Warner Brothers announced they're making a sequel. Same director, Keanu Reeves, back as Constantine, this occult investigator.
All right.
I don't have any word on like when it's going to come out, but I thought there have to be fans of this because otherwise they wouldn't be making a sequel.
It's first of all, it speaks to people like this guy.
Yeah.
And they like his work. Mm-hmm. And so they trust that whatever he's done for the first time, they'll go take a leap and go watch it. The only reason you get sequels made is because it was a success.
Yes.
So that is the bottom line becomes now you go, I'm making a movie, and you know who always ends up making a sequel? Keanu.
Let's get him in it.
So you pay whatever it costs to get that guy, because you hope that down the line you're going to have 2, 3,
five.
And I believe we're making 4 John Wick right now, right?
Yeah.
And
it wasn't John Wick the first, wasn't the first one like a standalone?
It could have easily just been done.
That would have been it. But like it, people love John. But John loves
it's money.
John Wick. Yeah,
it's money. It comes down to they made a ton of money on that. Figure out how to make another one. Get
and
some
then
writers.
Figure out how to make two or three or four
right.
or five more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at franchises like Fast and Furious. I've never seen one of those, but clearly enough people love them that
look
they can keep
the
cranking them out.
Look at the highest grossing movie. Why were we looking at that recently? Because of Top Gun Maverick, right?
Yep.
There in the list of highest grossing movies of all time are a few of the Fast movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't watch them.
You've seen them though, right?
I've seen a Fast and Furious.
You seen one, you seen them all kind of thing?
No, I just, well, I don't know. Bryn loves them.
I do love them.
And I watched, what was the one with Hobbs?
Oh, Shaw. Hobbs and
yeah.
Shaw.
I watched that and liked it okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the Avatar, I'm sure, annoyingly enough, to whatever studio makes the Avatar movies, they've got, I think there's supposed to be three more of them coming up.
Hobbs and Shaw's the one without Vin Diesel and the other guys, right?
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, that's funny.
What's that guy? Is that Tom Hardy? Is he?
No. Statham. Jason Statham.
Yeah. Statham. Right.
So this is The Rock
and
Jason
Rock,
Statham.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was fun.
I
liked
that
it.
That was good, too.
A little side piece.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
They're all very action-packed. They remind me of, like, the Gray Man type movies, you know?
Yeah.
Super
action.
Fake and...
God, I love the Gray Man.
Not realistic
so
at all.
Much.
Good. I'm so glad.
They're not conducive to a good night's sleep, though. Well, I'm so worried about him all the time. Like, so many bad things. There's no rest in those books. There's no rest. There's no point where you're like, I can put it down now. Okay, phew. He got out of that thing. Now, there's no interlude. There's nothing. Right back into trouble.
There's really no telling for sure what you're going to like or not like. I never recommended him to you because I never thought you would take to him.
I freaking love them.
That's great.
I love them. I'm learning so much about the world of assassins.
No.
I mean, great.
That's
Did you get, make it to the point where he meets the Russian chick?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you really, that's like the sixth or seventh book.
I love those books.
Yeah.
I fell off because we had a complete change of lifestyle. You know, when
Are you
we
sure
went
you
into the pandemic.
Just finish them?
No, I didn't.
There's only a few more.
No, I didn't. But we everything changed and nothing's gone, even to this day, nothing's gone back to full normal.
Mm.
I'm just sort of trying to get through the day,
sure.
man. Just
tread water, man. Keep your head
above
water.
Right.
You can do this. And then you get to sleep tonight, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes that's how days are. You're in the day and you're like, well, you know what? Tonight I'll get to sleep.
I had a really busy weekend, but it was a joy to get in bed. Well, until I actually watched the Niners just poop themselves.
Did I poop myself?
But so did Denver. Both teams should be ashamed of themselves.
It was a massive suck fest.
Yeah.
If you watched the afterwards, Russell Wilson was like, great game, man. It was such an action-packed game.
Yeah, great
came
game.
Came through in the end.
11-10 was the score. 11-10.
And weren't all the points late in the game?
I don't even mind
well, for
it
them.
Not a high-scoring game. I just want to see competent play.
Mm. Like, make it look major league.
Well, like part of it, the whole stepping out the back of the end zone for a safety. Come on. You've been you didn't start the other day. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the line. Don't go past it. Hello.
Dummy.
And a few of those passes, too. There were a couple where I went, he was open. Yeah. Throw it to him, not the ground.
How do you not see the open guy? I guess there's so many tall guys, big, huge guys coming barreling
anyway,
at you. Like
this isn't a sports break. I don't know.
It's fine. Did you just hear someone scream in the hall?
No.
Should we go check?
Maybe
no.
if someone's hurt. I mean, what
did you hear?
Like a, oh!
What?
Like that. Yeah. Did
There's
you
nobody
hear?
Out there. No.
Well, he's going to check in case anybody's. What if someone fell? Or what if someone's hurt? You know?
I'm waiting for my trash. I don't care about that person.
Okay.
Sort yourself out. We're busy. We should shut this door.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Sarah's hearing ghosts in the hall. It's just an echo from a former time. That's all. Crickets. Okay. James Earl Jones is 91 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He did the voice. He's been doing the voice of Darth Vader since the original movie. 77, I think. I don't know. James Earl Jones has now retired as the voice of Darth Vader. But do not worry. they've got an AI replicator that apparently he's been talking into for years, and they're going to continue to use him as the voice. So he's been the voice. He has now officially retired. He gave Lucasfilm and Disney the right to digitally recreate his voice going forward. So the
he
character
didn't give them.
Yeah, they paid him. He agreed to whatever payment
for
they made to his
substantial right.
Darth Vader, his dialogue in that Obi-Wan Kenobi show was the AI generated.
Oh,
apparently he had approved that.
Okay,
and, but they
he's a significant role in that television show.
Well, and at 91, I mean, you know, take it easy.
Well,
don't work.
I mean, that's an all-time character.
Absolutely.
Like in the, I wonder if you look up the history. Never mind. What? I'll look it up.
Don't look it up. It's fine. Anyway,
top
he was.
Film.
He told me you killed him.
No.
Villain.
I am your father.
He's third.
Third on what?
On a list of the top film villains of all time.
Who's first and second?
Well, I think you have to guess, don't you?
Oh.
Hello? Who could be worse?
The Joker.
Mm. Nope.
I can't think of any other ones. Oh, the mean queen in Snow White.
No. Okay. I'll give you a hint. Clarice.
Oh, Hannibal Lecter. Oh, okay.
And then I'll give you another hint.
But he's so... poor Hannibal. Like, it's such a terrible childhood. Okay, give me a hint for... So
poor
is he number
Hannibal.
One?
He's number one. Hannibal okay. Lecter is the number one film villain of all time. And
all right.
The number two film villain... How do I hint
me,
you?
Hint
hotels. Motels, I think, is a better hint.
Oh, the guy from Psycho? Norman Bates?
Norman Bates,
oh.
Number two. Darth Vader, number three.
All right.
Go on.
I think
saying.
Darth Vader is worse than both of them. That's it. That's all I'm saying. He's officially, at 91, he is officially retiring. He's not going to go in and do any more voice sessions. You can't send a microphone over to his house to make it happen. He's like, enough of that. I'm done. Luke.
Who do you think is the number one film hero of all time?
Superman?
No. I'll take him over this guy.
Ted Lasso? Spider-Man?
I love Iron Man.
Oh,
Atticus
Iron Man.
Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird in 1962.
Shut up.
Listen,
thank God Indiana Jones came in second. James Bond comes in third.
I mean, he's definitely a good character, but is he like the number one hero? Like, you don't think, I mean, is he a hero?
Rocky Balboa came in at seven. I'd take him way higher than he's listed there.
Hmm.
Ellen Ripley.
Oh, yeah.
From Aliens.
Sure. Sigourney.
She's at eight. Sorry, go on. You were saying.
It's okay. I mean, as long as you're having fun.
No, I'm not. I'm not having fun. I want to hear you tell me stories. Go.
All right. There is a show on HBO called The Righteous Gemstones. And I really have never heard a lot of people talk about this. My girlfriend was saying, Sarah, this is right up your alley and you would love this show. It's great. You should watch it. And I bit. And I went right through the whole season. It's epic. And it's funny. It's crass. It's the guy, I can't think who the main, what his name is, but I've seen him in tons of movies. He's like in all the James Franco movies, like a heavyset dude.
Danny McBride?
Danny McBride.
Oh.
And he plays the main gemstone. Their last name is Gemstone. So, and the sister, her name's Judy. She very slowly takes over, like, your whole life. Like, I'm going to do the sex thing on him. Like, she's so twisted by her youth because they're this family. They're like televangelists, right? Mm. So they have a church. They start small and they have a church. And then as the kids are growing up, it gets bigger and bigger and becomes this just juggernaut. And it's just so, and they're just awful people. They're so the opposite of Christians. It's
what's this show called?
The Righteous Gemstones.
And you like it?
I love it.
Okay.
It's great. So one of the kids is named Kelvin. He's like the youngest of the gemstone children. And so he's a grown man. I call them the children, but they're just the kids of this. And John Goodman plays the main, he's the king of the church.
Oh, Dr. Eli Gemstone.
Eli Gemstone. So
the priest.
Yep. Pastor?
Pastor.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Whatever. But he's the
king of the church.
Whatever. I don't know.
King of the king church. Of the church.
I'm the king of the church. Well, kings are rich and this dude's rich. So this kid, Kelvin, is played by an actor named Adam Devine, Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, like Levine or Levine, but D-E-V-I-N-E. Okay. And so you might have seen him on like Workaholics on Comedy Central. He was also in the Pitch Perfect movies.
You know his face.
You would know his face. Yeah, I feel like he has a familiar looking face. So anyway, this actor, Adam Devine, felt the need to clarify that he is not Adam Levine. So he went on Instagram. He said, "Just wanted to post this and say that my wife, at Chloe Bridges, and I are doing great and going strong. I'm not Adam Levine. He's a different guy and worse singer. We are, however, naming our future baby Sumner." Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like I don't know. He's got one of those familiar faces. It's.
I haven't seen him in anything, but I've seen him in ads for things.
Yeah. Righteous Gemstones is so wrong, it's right.
Speaking of yes, that, dear. Though,
yeah.
Do you think he's still going to name that kid Sumner? Or do you think that maybe that's ruined now?
I really hope he does name the kid Sumner. I think that'd be great. I'm sure Behati Prince Lou
would love that.
Would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Vin.
Well, then we should all look forward to that.
Yes.
The name announcement.
Yep.
Sumner Levine.
Sumner Levine.
Very cute.
So good.
Is there any way that you can even talk about that?
No.
Like, you don't even bring up names. In fact, you just...
You go, whatever you name that kid.
What do you want to call him? Right.
David Prince Lou.
Right.
David Prince Lou. You got it. That is a perfect name.
Wow. Oh. Give yourself a drum, you dingbat. Come on. David Prince Lou. It's freaking perfect.
It is. Little Davy Prince Lou.
Wait, but, all right, but like, right. Prince Lou. Sure.
Yep, put it right in there. What else?
Wait, you want me to change my name to Prince Lou?
Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
Adam Prince Lou it is. Well, I never want to have a fight with you about names ever again. Oh my God. That's
crunch.
So love it. Twitter, it's been a thing for a long time.
Yeah. Not in my life, but yes.
No, I mean, right. You know, when it first came out, I kind of got on there and for like a half second and I didn't really understand what I was doing. And
oh, you tweeted?
A couple times, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what that account was, though.
Of course you don't.
Yeah.
It's out there floating.
What kind of stuff did you
it's
say?
It's more of your internet garbage that you just pile up.
Whatever. So the one time I tweeted, I was at this place, Sushi Ron, in Sausalito. I don't even know if I don't even really think I tagged them. I didn't know how to hashtag things or what that was all about. But I wrote something like, I don't love the changes they've made to the menu. They like changed a few things. And I love that place. It's one of my favorite
sushi I've eaten there a bunch
places.
Of times.
Delicious. Yeah, delish.
I've driven there from San Mateo when I lived there to go on dates.
Oh, because it's a great date spot. Mm-hmm. So I tweeted something like, "Oh, I'm not into this new menu," and they tweeted me back within 1 minute, like, "Oh, what don't you like? What do you think?" I'm like, "Oh, that's creepy."
Well,
like the restaurant was watching their Twitter feed.
Well, yeah,
yeah. So then I was like, "Oh, this isn't. It's not for me." I like to say things and not have anyone say anything back to me. Well, that's my kind of talking. So then we went on to like watch people flame out their careers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who didn't flame out her career on Twitter is Kim Kardashian. But BuzzFeed went back and she's never deleted anything. She's never restarted her account. I don't know if you can like purge, like erase my whole feed, my whole thread. I don't know what but she's never done any of that stuff. So the stuff that she was tweeting 12 plus years ago is all still on there. And it's funny because they have a bunch of pictures of her from 12 years ago. Like, would you have said that this is Kim Kardashian or Kim Kardashian lookalike? Come over onto my computer. She just looks so young. Like, I don't know, what is she, 28 there or something? There's just these photos of her where she just looks like such a little girl.
I would have guessed that was her, though.
Yeah, but would you have?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
I would have never, I would have said, oh, that's some model. That's some Instagram. That looks like Charli D'Amelio to me.
I don't know Charli D'Amelio.
She's the one who makes all the money on...
on TikTok.
On TikTok,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know that girl.
And look, there's Kylie.
Now, see, there's that oh is God. Before the surgeries and all of the work.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
A lot less work has happened in these pictures. They just have a whole different...
Wait, go up there. Go back. Who's that guy? That's that supermodel
that's
one, isn't it?
Yeah, at 14 or 15.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Those all girls right. are not good looking.
Wait,
but they got
who's
all
that
up.
Then?
That's Chloe.
Ah!
It's me. It's Chloe.
Oh,
sorry. It's me, Chloe.
Yeah, you know what? That's a picture that should get posted. Those
okay.
are people who've changed everything about themselves.
Yeah.
Except Kim, who looks incredible.
She does look. She's so pretty. So anyway, this is BuzzFeed has like 50 of her quotes from Instagram. And I just... You know how you get sucked into, you start reading one and you get sucked into them. She writes, this is May 27th, 2010. This 2-year-old smoking baby in Indonesia is just disturbing. Is this legal? And here's one from February 21st, 2010. Thanks, guys. I had no idea pickle was really a cucumber. You guys totally confirmed it. And how about this one from June 20th, 2011? I'm a slave for you at Chris Humphreys. That was the guy she was married to for like 12 minutes.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah. And they just, honestly, they go on and on. She says, this is April 1st, 2010. Nicole Richie reminds me of my Jeep. Is she trying to say that Nicole Richie has Jeep eyes?
Well, yeah.
No.
Why would it remind
you?
You
remind
of
me
Jeep?
Of my Jeep means I want to ride you. Like you're hot.
No, it means her eyes are close together. She looks like her Jeep. Like she looks at her Jeep and she sees Nicole Richie.
That's
face.
A song.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She wants to ride Nicole Richie?
I definitely believe Bryn over you, but I'm with you. I would have thought the same thing. It's got to be the Jeep eyes reference. But let me see if... I don't think she has Jeep eyes.
She has a whole string of...
Nicole Richie's... I think she's pretty.
I think she's really pretty. I love her face, actually. She says that she can smell people's cavities.
What?
Yeah, there's a string of tweets about this. She says, I have a really odd talent. I can smell when someone has cavities. I've never been wrong yet. They don't even have to be super close by me. And then there's another one. I can smell when having a conversation with someone. So weird, huh? And then she says, someone in this car has a cavity. I can smell it. Then she says, isn't it weird how Rihanna and Celine Dion sing an American accent but really speak with an accent? And then she says, I love Germany. It is wonderful here. I love the apple strudel. I couldn't stop. I just kept scrolling. There's so many more.
It's like shower thoughts.
Oh my God, so dumb. One of them is, my foot fell asleep. That's it. So it's just what Twitter was meant for. It was meant for Kim Kardashian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
You're a bad guesser.
No, you're a bad guess. I told you who it was.
Whatever.
He's like yelling all these... Sean Colvin.
What are we guessing?
He was trying to guess who that wrote that song or was singing that song. I was like, oh, this one, we've been hearing this one.
Sarah
I love
McLachlan.
This.
Tori Amos. Sean Colvin.
Yeah.
Meredith Brooks.
This is Maria. Meredith Brooks.
Tracy Chapman.
No. It's Natasha Bedingfield. It was just funny.
Silly girl. Of course it's not
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It's right there.
What are you talking
it's right
about?
There. It's right there. It's not unwritten.
Named Natasha
written.
Bedingfield.
Here's not Michelle Branch. Or Vanessa Carlton. Yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, I think Michelle Branch just came through town. Because...
You mean Vanessa Carlton?
No, Michelle Branch.
Who do you mean? Who do you mean?
I mean Michelle Branch. Just came through town. Our dude...
The one who was dating Stephen Jenkins?
Oh, God. Never mind. You know what? Yeah, that was Natasha Bedingfield. You win.
Okay, I had no idea I was going to trick you into it. All right. But, oh, God.
Michelle Branch came to town.
All right. That's Vanessa Carlton. Don't. Really, Vinny.
It's her best song here. Okay.
I love this chick.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Just hit the thing, would you?
Oh, why can't they all be her?
They all are her. They're all her.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, this is my break we've been screwing around with?
Yep.
Ah, crap.
Okay.
Oh, I can still hear her. Is it just me?
Just you.
I don't hear
Nobody
it.
Else
okay.
hears
okay.
it.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Is it what?
Keep
happening?
Pumping that down my speakers. I love it. It's not distracting at all.
You're the only one who hears it.
This Alice. Really?
Yeah, really.
No, there still is.
No, there isn't.
How are you doing that?
It's How incredible. Are you doing that? That is incredible.
Listen, you guys are goofballs.
No, still on in my headphones. Don't you turn it off.
There's nothing there.
Oh,
there's
my God.
There's nothing there.
It's a.
It's doing. I hear it.
Oh, my God. Tell everyone what you were doing because I'm sounding like a lunatic.
You are a lunatic.
You are
there
a lunatic.
Was nothing in there.
You got to get to your news, man. We're running out of time here.
Hey, were you hearing it? No?
No,
I wasn't hearing it.
Oh, my God.
You're the only one hearing that, man. Was it Vanessa Carlton or Michelle Branch?
Now listen.
Was it Natalie Imbruglia?
Was it Natalie Imbruglia?
There's not even anybody named that. Would you stop it? What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Street Emeryville.
Oh, I love Bay Street.
Come get the scoop on everything happening in their all-new Bay Break Dining Terrace.
Oh.
Now serving Humphrey Slocum ice cream. Ice cream with an attitude.
Oh. Mm. What's its attitude?
Good question.
Is it like really interesting flavors? You don't know, do you? Okay. It's I am going to go try that.
Well, look them up.
I'm just sitting there asking questions. I don't like to look stuff up while we're on there because I'm like not listening to you.
Sponsor.
Henry Slocum.
Humphrey. For goodness sakes.
It's Henry.
It's Humphrey Slocum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Henry Slocum pops right up.
Well,
flavors.
I'm sorry, but we're clearly having trouble with names on this show this morning.
Secret Breakfast Blue Bottle. Nope. Vietnamese coffee, honey graham, peanut butter fudge ripple. That sounds good.
Tahitian
vanilla, malted milk chocolate, salted caramel.
This is Humphrey.
Brown
right?
sugar fennel.
Humphrey Slocum.
Humphrey Slocum. Okay. Secret breakfast.
Mm.
Jesus juice.
Oh.
Black sesame.
Wasn't Jesus juice wine? Red wine?
Yeah, it was like how Michael Jackson tricked kids into.
Your word is mine. Oh, God.
Oh. Whose butt are we talking about? I don't want to be
what
the...
What happened to my news break? It's gone completely... Can we...
Oh boy.
Is there a way to...
I don't know.
Okay. Let's just start. We're just going to pretend none of this
Nothing
happened,
happened.
And we'll move on.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, jeez.
Go.
Here's what's happening. NASA is set to slam a spacecraft into a little asteroid tonight.
Yeah.
In an attempt to redirect it.
How big is a little?
This is a first of its kind mission called DART.
Okay.
It marks the first true test of whether or not NASA will one day be able to push a potentially dangerous asteroid off a collision course with Earth if they need to. Up until now, it's only happened in movies.
Yeah. Seems like solid science, though, in those movies. So how big is the asteroid they're going to try this with?
DART's target is Dimorphos. It's an asteroid moonlit circling the larger asteroid Didymos.
Oh.
Neither of these asteroids pose a threat to Earth.
Until we knock it into our orbit.
Well, Jesus. That would be really bad pool playing, wouldn't it?
It would. So you're saying that this, the main asteroid
on our first shot
is so big.
Sorry, everyone.
You're saying the main asteroid's so big it has its own moon.
Yes.
So this is, it's huge.
Well, it has its own.
Moonlit.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an asteroid. They call it a moonlit, but I would just, it's an asteroid they're going after.
What
darts.
If that's the thing that keeps the whole universe in balance.
Well, that's why it's, you know, let's hope they know what they're doing.
Okay.
The probe is expected to collide with Dimorphos at 7:14 Eastern.
Okay.
This is Monday evening, and tonight.
Where
you can
is
watch
this?
It
oh, you can?
On NASA TV.
Mm.
Let me click on this and see what happens.
Let's watch NASA TV.
It's a YouTube
be on
channel.
Its way.
It is a. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to turn it on. It's a YouTube channel. So NASA TV on YouTube should get you to the place where you'll be able to watch this. Scientists will use other telescopes to measure just how much impact, or sorry, the impact throws Dimorphos orbit.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way to judge whether this is a success or not. So far. They say city or planet destroying asteroids on a collision course with Earth have been relegated to blockbuster films, but this is their first real effort to see if something were headed our way, could we direct it a different, you know, misdirect it.
I wonder if this is because that movie Don't Look Up had such a terrible ending.
I didn't even watch that.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you didn't because it's not your kind of ending, my friend.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like
Timothy Chalamet's in it.
I'm not as into that guy as you are.
Oh, well, that explains it. Yeah, I was like, I'm watching that.
Although,
movie.
Doesn't he play like some emo guy or
yeah,
whatever? Yeah, he's believable there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was perfect in that.
He has to do 500,000 push-ups, though, if he wants to be the guy in Dune. Sorry.
He's supposed to play a little kid. He is actually perfect for that role.
No, he's terrible for it.
He's tiny.
He's
supposed
to
be
fight
tiny.
Somebody, and he's looking
because
at
he's got
guy.
Mind powers, Vinny. Mind powers.
And a chicken chest.
Because he's Muad'Dib. He's the little mouse.
What?
He's the mouse.
Well, okay. You're right. He
yeah,
is.
That's his character. He's perfectly cast.
Beer!
I like it.
Could soon be in short supply across the U.S.
Come on.
What are you? Don't
quit
come
trying
on
to
me.
Scare us.
As if there haven't been enough shortages since the start of the pandemic in 2020, reports now say the nation needs to brace for another one. And this is beer. It's important.
This is the Budweiser company.
Toilet paper? Like, who needs that?
Everybody needs that.
Oh, come on.
Do I have to say it?
You have a dirty butt?
Yeah.
Well,
we all need toilet paper.
Sounds like you got a problem.
Plus, you only use toilet paper once a day. I use toilet paper every time.
What are you talking about? How many times do you go poop?
I don't. That's
oh,
the thing.
You mean
I'm
for number
girl.
One, right?
I'm a
okay,
girl.
No, I'm familiar
girls
with that.
Girls need toilet
I have
paper.
To help. I've helped a couple young ladies.
But, yeah.
Well, they're my kids, so, you know. I shouldn't even. Why are we even talking about that? In the wake of the. Jesus, this show.
I know. What kind of show is this?
Someone aim a satellite at us and see if we can change our orbit. We're
all
off.
Knock us off course.
We're already off course.
Yeah, no kidding. In the wake of, listen to this.
Yes, I'm ready.
In the wake of the contamination of a natural carbon dioxide reservoir in Mississippi by an extinct underground volcano, breweries could find themselves with a lack of necessary materials to create the beer we all know and love. We are headed for a beer
because
shortage.
Because the water's been tainted in some
what?
Reservoir?
In some natural carbon dioxide reservoir. Are you freaking kidding me?
There's a reservoir of carbonated water that's been tainted by a volcano in Georgia?
I read you this in Mississippi.
Okay, sorry.
You're going there soon. Maybe you can save
with
them.
All the,
I don't know.
All the water problems they're having there?
Listen, I'm doing this story. No. I'm doing this story for you. You're the beer drinker. I don't have any.
Yeah, you can't drink that.
I don't go anywhere near it.
You must like carbonated beverages of some sort, though.
You know what? I drink a Pellegrino a day. I love Pellegrino.
Why only one a day, then?
Because it's expensive to have that as your exclusive water. I've learned to
you
just
notice
go,
a difference between, if I did a blind taste test between the canned seltzer water that you can buy at Safeway and a Pellegrino, do you think you'd be able to tell the difference?
I do, but sometimes I can't. Some are just overly carbonated, and so it's just that. It's just
so
that.
You think it's the it's level of the, carbonation.
It's just the bubbles where you go, oh, this isn't this,
this
isn't
one's
my drink.
Too carbonated.
Right. So, but I don't know. But listen, let me just tell you something. I know what you're saying. You get away with buying cheaper
if
water,
you like
right?
Bubbled water, you can have it.
But here's what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
I get one thing.
Oh.
Like you've got your wine and your beers and your mules and
yeah.
your this and
all
your that
it's
and
true.
Your whatever
it's,
else.
It's gross. It's an over. I'm overdoing it.
You've got options galore, including your NyQuil.
Right?
There you are,
oh
guzzling
God,
that
guzzle
stuff
that.
All the time.
Put you right to sleep. Oh, I should take that tonight.
Oh, see,
yeah, aren't that again. I need a good night.
I was just trying to make the point that I'm allowing myself right. the Pellegrino. I'm not going to.
You allow yourself very little. I mean, even coffee is. It feels like a stretch. The you know, you quit smoking cigarettes, quit all the juice that gets you bad in a bad way.
Anyway,
you're a good boy. You're a good boy, Vinny.
The current carbon dioxide crisis could lead. Well, you might be missing some beers. So maybe stock up if you are very specific about the brand you like.
Well, we should find out which beers use that place.
Well, it's all the exports or the, what do they call those?
Domestic.
Domestics. Hmm. It's got to be. It's in Mississippi. It's right near St. Louis, right? Somewhere nearby.
I mean, closer than here, but not
right.
really.
Well, I mean, they must be getting it from there, right?
I don't know where they get it. I thought that the hops fermented. I thought that like I didn't know they needed carbonate. I thought they just used regular water and then there's some kind of fermentation.
And it just makes bubbles?
Makes bubbles, yeah, because it's fermented. But I don't really know how to make stuff, so I'm guessing, really. I had no idea that we had, I didn't even know that we had whole reservoirs that are like bubbling. Like that sounds ridiculous
with
to me.
All of the people.
Never heard of it.
What? All right.
I believe you, though.
Well, you don't have to believe. I'm just telling you the story. There's a shortage of the stuff. I don't.
When
I wasn't
there. When you say
there.
Stuff, though, it makes it sound.
I
more
didn't
true.
Get on the scene and fact to have a look.
Can you swim in that reservoir?
Oh my God!
I mean,
it's mainly like
fun.
Just local craft brewers. It looks like, you know, one of them's named Legion Brewing.
Nobody drinks that.
That's
are
what
you
I'm
serious?
Saying. So it's okay. I mean, they're probably concerned.
Yeah. The no. Legion people are super upset about this.
So they're not one of the
water.
Sources for Budweiser.
I don't think so.
The way
no.
the story read, it's like a huge shortage of domestic beer. I absolutely thought Miller or Budweiser.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Legion. Nobody knows I, Legion.
Like, cares about that.
Cares about it.
Keep your Legion.
Mexican beer or something, you know.
Mississippi yeah, beer. Who's ever even heard of that?
I mean, they've got Poison Lakes there.
You're going there at any minute.
I can't wait. Oh, my God. Next week.
Oh, God. My tongue.
Unless that wedding gets called off. That would be the only other way that I wouldn't be going.
What's been the fallout from the called off wedding? Any?
Well, it was very expensive.
Well, forget about that. I mean, are they still talking? Do they still hang?
I have no idea.
You supposedly, didn't check on them?
Well, I see their mom and dad all the time. So I they're not saying a whole lot about it. And so it hasn't really come up. I guess they're just relieved. And I didn't say that out loud, of course.
Follow up for us, would you?
I don't know if they want all their dirty laundry aired here.
Too late.
On the Alice.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, there's been a CO2 shortage for over a year.
That's weird because it seems like that's what we make. Carbon mm-hmm. dioxide. There's some. Right there. Help yourself, please. Where do you want me to breathe into? I make that all day long.
Vinny says 510, you only go once a day. You should be going
what?
Three times a day.
What?
It helps get rid of the toxins inside you. I'm a regular 2 to 3 times a day guy.
One meal in, one meal out.
I'll tell you, even though I've got a dad bod, I really don't eat a lot of food. I just don't.
Well, maybe if you
I don't want to eat more food,
more.
Though. I really don't.
No,
and I don't
saying,
need to poop more either.
Maybe you're backed up.
I'm up once a day. I'm good.
Yeah, once a day it seems like the recommended daily
but
allowance.
But if
you
eat
you
more
know,
food,
the most.
Then you might need to.
I know someone who poops every time they eat. Every time they eat, they go in and poop.
What are they, a dog? Is it your dog?
Like that. No, it's not my dog. I don't have a dog. But this guy poops all the time. And he's quick about it. But he'll be like, you guys are running low on toilet paper. I'm like, again? How many times can you use that bathroom in one night? I mean, Richard. No.
They say it's normal
it's
to poop. Oh, Jim.
What are you doing? We're whispering.
Well, I'm in the other room when I heard it. So.
Just trying to let Vinny hear it. Only for Vinny. Oh, put me on the thing that only feeds Vinny's headphones.
This is Tina's husband?
I'm going to say no.
Jimbo? It's Jimbo.
They say anywhere between 3 times a day to 3 times a week is okay.
Yeah. Jimbo walks from the dinner table to the bathroom.
I mean, basically.
Did he have to have intestines removed? I mean, maybe
no,
there's like.
It's not like that. He's just it's his way.
Do you have a colostomy bag?
I said that out loud. No.
Oh.
He's fine. Everything seems fine.
Down there.
Hey, Vin, you need a beer brewer on your show to explain how carbon dioxide is used in beer production. Clearly.
Yeah, we don't know.
Because I don't know. And neither does she, for
no,
the record.
Obviously. I mean, you know, it was a mystery to me that we even had carbon dioxide lakes. What the F is that? And that there's a volcano underneath that just polluted the whole thing? That seems bad.
You can absolutely tell the difference in taste to Pellegrino. And the cheap ones are at Costco by the carton. Yeah, I like Pellegrino. I do. I enjoy it. That's all. Don't make faces at me like that.
What are you talking
about? What is wrong with
you? I'm sitting here. I'm just sitting here.
Man, first you burned Jimbo, and now you're coming for me. Is that it?
I'm not coming for anybody. God. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee.
Everybody duck.
Like a good girl.
Watch out.
Jesus. We're going to take a break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.